It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian's here behind the control board, and Tim Weiland is filling in for Dan Strauss today. Dan is waxing his body to be ready for the naked bike ride through Tower Grove tomorrow. I almost wanted to tell Dan that it was on Sunday, so that the actual event would take place tomorrow, and then Dan would be the only one naked riding through Tower Grove.
Hey, do you hear this background music of REO Speedwagon
riding the storm out?
Do you know that radio stations will not play this anymore? They will only play the live version. I guarantee you.
I think you're right.
They will not, and this to me is the best version of this song. But they will only play the live version from, I forget what the double live album was and stuff. And there was a reason for that. I know it had something to do with Kevin Cronin, but I like this one way better. I think it's much better.
Radio Rich, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Very, very good. It's time to play the Harris Challenge. If you want to get in here, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. The Harris Challenge brought to you every Friday by the Well Hungarians, one of the best bands you'll ever see. They're in town Wednesday nights at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton, where there's no cover charge. And they're also playing Thursday nights at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, Illinois. There's no cover charge there, and they have amazing food as well. I'll tell you where you can see the Well Hungarians this weekend once we get to the end of the Harris Challenge. Tim's going to line up our contestants here, and we'll roll right into it. I'm just going to pick one up here at random. Hi, who's this?
It's Paul.
Hi, Paul. Welcome to the Harris Challenge. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity where you, the consumer, can exploit the airwaves for your own personal reasons.
Actually, I love having you on the radio, even if it's only every Friday, and I know about the show on the weekends, and a shout-out to all my friends.
Thank you. Unfortunately, the show on the weekends ended at the end of June, but I appreciate the fact that you knew about it, and I appreciate the kind words. Thank you very much. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll get the category spilling out here. There'll be three of them, always led by our topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Then there's People Born the Same Day as Me. Hey, tomorrow's my birthday. And so we'll have a category of people who were born the same day as me, July 26th. And we also have our third category, This Week in the Law. Which one would you like, Paul?
Wow, let's go with the birthday.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. We start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. If you get at least half of those points, then you're going to get a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Hey, the prize man!
All right, Paul, you have a choice of one dozen donuts from Old Town Donut Shop in Florissant and Cottleville. Wehrenberg movie passes. They include Hercules, Transformers.
He's not stopping. No. He's not putting pauses in there. You put copy in front of him, and he's reading through it like it's a commercial at the end of a traffic report, and he's got to hit the network news at the top of the hour. I got to get through it done.
The guy's moment he answers phones, put it in the computer, and read stuff all at the same time.
Look, I have a half-blind guy who can do this on Fridays. Don't make it seem like it's that tough.
All right.
I got guys who are sweating all day long putting tar down on 100-degree days. Don't complain about this job.
All right, I won't. Hey, you can get Wehrenberg passes.
You know, all I have to do is point at Ian, and he'll start this whole thing all over again.
We could do that. Let's see. Hercules, Transformers, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, or Earth to Echo. Also, a bowling party for six at Crest Bowl in Florissant or Kington Lanes in Bridgeton. And that includes free bowling for six with shoe rental for 1 hour and a large one-topping pizza from Brick House.
So you get your choice of those prizes, Paul, or if you get all 15 points in the Harris Challenge, we call it a clean sweep, and you get all the prizes, okay?
Alrighty.
Now, you know, the downside of it is if you don't get to 8 points, if you get seven or less, I hate to do this. I've actually petitioned the Federal Communications Commission to stop making me do this, but there's a federal law, and we are a federally licensed facility. If you go around here, you can find our engineer's first radio telephone endorsement in the book somewhere in the building, proving that we are federally licensed. But they're the ones who make me punish you. Don't take it out on me if it happens, okay?
Alrighty.
All right. Your category is people born the same day as me. That would be tomorrow, July 26th. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which actress won an Oscar for her role in The Blind Side?
Sandra Bullock.
Correct. Who is nominated for a Best Actor Emmy for the second year in a row for playing Francis Underwood on House of Cards?
Kevin Kline.
Kevin Spacey. Which director, who died in 1999, made 2001 A Space Odyssey, A Clockwork Orange, and Full Metal Jacket?
Stanley Kubrick.
Correct. Which 70-year-old singer came to the U.S. during the British invasion with guys named Keith, Bill, Charlie, and Brian?
Mick Jagger.
Correct. Which of these starred last year in The Trials of Kate McCall? Was it Kate Bosworth, Kate Upton, or Kate Beckinsale?
I'll pass, or is this the last question?
That's the last question.
Kate Bosworth.
You know, it's not often you get to choose between these three attractive women named Kate. Unfortunately, you've chosen poorly, my son.
Oh.
It's Kate Beckinsale, who will be 40 tomorrow. Mick Jagger will be 70 tomorrow. Stanley Kubrick, well, he died in 1999. Kevin Spacey will be 54 tomorrow. Sandra Bullock will be 49. And I will be immortal. Right up until the point where I die. Paul, let's see how you did here. You got the one, you got the three, you got the four. That is 8 points. You just squeaked by as a winner. Congratulations.
Ooh.
You're a winner.
Yay!
Yeah, there you go. Hang on, and Tim will tell you how you get your prizes. Careful, he's going to say them very, very quickly.
Well, you know what? We never did tell him what the prize packages were worth.
Oh, that's true.
Hey.
You know, here I am busting his.
Yeah.
And he's catching up with me. That's true. If you do get all 15 points, you get all the prizes, and that's a package worth well over
$1 million.
Right. Oh, there's Scott, our next contestant, joining in. Hi, Scott. How are you?
Well, if I win $1 million, that'd be great.
Yeah. By the way, we don't tell the IRS.
Good. I won't tell them either.
Right. We work on the honor system here. Tell us about yourself.
You're a federally licensed communication.
Yeah, but not by the IRS. The Justice Department and the Internal Revenue Service, they're two different departments. Okay. Scott, tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, TGIF, going to go home and fire up the barbecue, and a shout-out to all my friends.
All right, categories on the board here. Have you been paying attention? This Week in the Law, or Category 3, Going to Cooperstown?
Well, I think I've been paying attention. Let's find out.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Scott. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who did Susan Sarandon admit this week she once had an affair with? David Bowie, Steven Tyler, or Bono?
Steven Tyler.
Bowie. Which musical parody performer's new release, Mandatory Fun, was the number one selling album in the U.S. this week?
Oh, Weird Al.
Correct. Which kind of bug destroyed a memorial pine tree in L.A.'s Griffith Park that was dedicated to George Harrison?
Beetle.
Correct. In what country have 11 men been trapped in a small gold mine since Wednesday?
Oh, gold mine, though. Can take a shot in the dark and say South Africa.
Honduras. Five-pointer. What is the name of a reality show about a mortuary that was supposed to be on Lifetime but has just been canceled? Was it Ask the Undertaker, Real Headstones, or Good Grief?
Good Grief.
Any of those could be right. That's what you're laughing at, right?
It's not 6 feet under.
It's not the Real Headstones of Georgia, I'll tell you that. It's Good Grief. Nicely done.
All right.
And so you got the 5, the 3, and the 2 for a total of 10 points. Scott, congratulations.
Thank you.
And stand by while I meet our next contestant. Hello, Dustin.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm just thankful it's Friday and looking forward to relaxing this weekend.
All right. Categories on the board here. This Week in the Law, Going to Cooperstown, or our new third category, the highest paid actors.
I'll try the Cooperstown one.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Dustin, let's play the Harris Challenge. Tony La Russa is being inducted on Sunday for his years managing the Cardinals and what other team?
The Oakland A's.
Correct. What team did Bobby Cox manage for 29 years, including 14 consecutive division crowns, 5 NL pennants, and a World Series title?
The Braves.
Correct. One-time member of Cardinal Nation Joe Torre is being inducted for his years with what team that he managed the 4 World Series titles?
The Yankees.
Correct. Who did Frank Thomas play for when he had 7 straight seasons with at least 20 homers, 100 RBI, 100 walks, and a .300 batting average?
The White Sox.
Correct. What position did inductees Tom Glavine and Greg Maddux both play?
They were starting pitchers.
Those are the 6 guys going to Cooperstown. And, Dustin, you are a perfect example of how to play the Harris Challenge. 15 points, a clean sweep. You win it all.
Thanks, guys.
Congratulations. Tim will tell you how you get your prizes if you'll just hang on while we meet contestant number 4. Hello, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy. Are we on a speakerphone?
How are you?
Kathy, are we on a speakerphone?
Yes, I'm sorry. Okay, hello.
Oh, that's much better. Okay. I'm doing fine. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Enjoying the summer and no real plug.
All right. Which category would you like of the two that are left? This Week in the Law or The Highest Paid Actors?
The Highest Paid Actors.
Okay, this is based on a report that came out from Forbes this week of the people who made the most money acting in movies in the last 12 months. All right? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who earned $75 million in the last year, mostly for putting on the Iron Man suit?
Robert Downey Jr.
Correct. Which former wrestler made $52 million for the latest Fast and Furious movie, plus the upcoming Hercules, which opens today? You can pass. Whose work in the Hangover movies, plus a piece of the profits from American Hustle, earned him $46 million in the last year?
I'm drawing a blank. Pass.
Who earned $39 million in the last year by starring in both The Wolf of Wall Street and The Great Gatsby?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Correct.
And the other one, is that The Rock?
The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, is Hercules. You're right. Who was paid $37 million for starring as Thor in the original movie and the upcoming sequel, Thor: The Dark World?
Hemsworth?
Correct. And we're not going to have time to go back to the three-pointer. I'll tell you, it was Bradley Cooper who made $46 million for the Hangover movies and American Hustle. And that means you got all but Bradley Cooper for a total of 12 points. Kathy, you're a winner as well.
Woo-hoo.
Nicely done. We haven't had to punish anybody today. Let's see if that changes with you, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's Mike. How you doing?
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just glad it's Friday and just got back from the batting cages with my boy.
How old is your boy?
He's 9 years old.
Oh, what a great age to go to the batting cages with.
That's right.
Slow, medium, fast? What are you doing with him?
I would say medium.
Medium pitch? That's perfect.
Yeah.
Is he making good contact?
He did great today.
Excellent.
Playoffs start tomorrow.
What's his name?
His name's Lucas.
Lucas, way to go.
All right.
Which category would you like here, Mike? You can have This Week in the Law or This Week in the Law.
I'll take This Week in the Law.
I think you're going to like that category. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which NFL player was only given a 2-game suspension by the league after being charged with assaulting his fiancée?
Ray Rice.
Correct. In what state did the execution of Joseph Wood take more than 2 hours, reigniting the debate over the death penalty?
Pass.
What did two federal courts issue differing opinions on this week on a law that was passed 5 years ago?
Boy, I haven't been paying attention. Pass.
Which governor said this week that he would send National Guard troops to the border to target drug cartels, human traffickers, and other criminals? Need the name of the governor there. Okay, 5-pointer. What did a sheriff in Saginaw, Michigan ban from his jail because inmates thought they were cool? E-cigarettes, orange jumpsuits, or Amazon Kindles?
E-cigarettes.
Orange jumpsuits. Where was that execution? What state? Do you know?
Georgia?
Arizona. The federal courts this week disagreed on Obamacare and the state exchanges and the tax credits, and Rick Perry of Texas is the one who wants to send National Guard troops to the border. Mike, your son Lucas made good contact. You, however, did not. You barely tipped one as it came across the plate for a single point for Ray Rice, and that means I am going to have to punish you. For some reason this summer, well, I know the reason, is because of the movie. There was a movie that came out of the Jersey Boys, and so we kind of got into Four Seasons mode here with our punishment music. And in looking through my archives today, I just happened to come across this one from a 1964 album by a woman by the name of Mrs. Miller, Mrs. Elva Miller, who made a whole album of herself singing pop songs of the day. And not one of them sounds better than this.
There ain't no you. Let's
This is Elva Miller. Oh, I forgot the doo-doos. This is Elva Miller, ladies and gentlemen. See her in the dinner theater version of Jersey Boys. When it comes to a Chuck E. Cheese near you. Oh, my goodness. Mike, I'm sorry you and Lucas had to hear that.
Hey, that's all right. I'm going to iTunes to get that. I like it.
Okay. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
You too. Bye-bye.
That's the Harris Challenge for this week. Well, I just want to mention one thing about the Ray Rice story. The fact that he only was suspended for two games is just an absolute travesty, and he's been getting a lot of criticism for that. Do you know that if you and the reason he got suspended for two games is because he knocked out his wife in an elevator, a horrible case of domestic violence. Do you know that if you don't show up for a drug test in the NFL, you get a 5-game suspension? But if you hit your wife and knock her out, you get a 2-game suspension. If you get busted for 2 DUIs, you get a 3-game suspension. But if you knock out your wife in an elevator on purpose, you get a 2-game suspension. This is the NFL, the league that tries to make it look like we all love women when we do that pink thing every year for breast cancer, and everybody has to have pink. The referees are throwing pink flags on the field and all that. Oh, yes, women, we love you and we support you very much, right up until the point we marry you.
Did you also know that 27, I believe it's 27 out of, they have 30 teams? 27 out of the 32 have a player or more that with domestic violence.
Dog fighting, you get suspended for 2 games. Hitting your wife, you get suspended for 2 games. Your National Football League. And that's today's Harris Challenge. I'm sorry to end on such a down note, but I couldn't resist. By the way, Keith Olbermann did a fantastic commentary on this in his ESPN show last night. I don't normally watch him. I gave up on Keith Olbermann months and months and months ago, but I saw it today on YouTube and I put it up as the picture of the day on harrisonline.com, which you can access through ktrs.com. If you just click on Paul Harris, you can watch it there. The Harris Challenge today brought to you by Judy's Velvet Lounge. No, brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who are playing at Judy's Velvet Lounge tonight in the River City Casino. From 8 p.m. until midnight. Wow, that'd be great. You go down there, you play the slots for a while, maybe play some poker, whatever it is, and there are the Well Hungarians playing. Terrific. That's River City tonight, 8 to midnight. Tomorrow night, they're going to be, oh, this is a great outdoor show at the Chesterfield Amphitheater, part of their City Concert Series. It'll be an all-ages family show in that great new amphitheater they built in Chesterfield just a few years ago. And then this Sunday, boy, it's a busy weekend for the Well Hungarians. They're going to be at Brett's Wildfire Winery in Carlisle, Illinois, for another all-ages family show. You can find out about all the places they are playing by going to wellhungarians.net, or you can download the free app, find out all about the band, and get all of their gigs updated on a regular basis. The Well Hungarians sponsor the Harris Challenge every Friday at 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS.